Right, I'm back again. You just heard Long Shot for Your Love by The Pale Fountains. Before that was Majitabi ni Deru by Spitz. And before that, Komon Buro Amarado en la Puerta de Bale by El Ultimo de la Fila. I think I should probably apologize for the pronunciation. So yeah, I wanted to throw a few non-English tracks in there between the other ones I had planned. I just found them when I was looking for music yesterday, and I don't know, I thought they'd fit in well. Definitely not exactly C86 twee. The first one actually has like 60 million plays or something. It's like an extremely popular song in Spain. The second one I don't know much about, actually. But what I do want to talk about is the album cover for this track by Spitz, Majitabi ni Deru, you know, however you actually say it. It's like a red background with this like big cat, this big orange cat, a picture of this cat taken from below, sort of. And he's like stretched out in such a way that he just looks massive, like just this giant fat cat. But he's just really distorted, actually. I don't know, it's an amazing album cover. I don't know, the name of the album is Namayo Tsuketeyaru. Namayo Tsuketeyaru. So look it up, really made my day. Emma's House by Aberdeen. I don't know. I don't like it as much as the original, but I do like what they did with it. I mean, very... they went up an octave for the chorus. That was very dramatic. And then Long Shot for Your Love is a little jazzy. Less of a C86 thing, but more in the... I don't know, reminds me of like the Style Council and stuff like that, which I'm a big fan of. Another great song by them is Just a Girl, which I've played on here before. But moving on, I have some more, core C86 music. First of all, I've got a Dunedin Scene song, but, you know, we gotta expand a little bit. I think that's all I have to say about that set. But, oh, also this bed music is Music for Neighbors by The Tripes. I don't know. It's kind of similar to what I was playing last week as bed music. It's just sort of atmospheric. It reminded me of Genesis in a way at the beginning, the like organ intro. And I always wish I could play Genesis on this show, but it doesn't really fit much. So anyway, moving on to Dare to Tread by Tall Dwarfs. Excited for this one. Enjoy.
The purpose of this record is to demonstrate the ability of the pickup to stay in contact with the groove modulation over a wide range of frequencies and intensities.
Hey. Thank you.
back to Jingle Heaven. This is Jack, listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Just a reminder. And you just heard Porpoise by the Pale Saints. I wanted to play it last time, but I ran out of time. I played one of their earlier songs that was a little more jangly, but I really like what they did with that. Flesh Balloon is an amazing EP. A lot of other great songs on there. Actually, I think there's only like three other songs on there, but they're all very good. Before that, you heard Looking for a Rainbow by Tallulah Gosch, a very important band for the show. Tiny Words by The Orchids, and Dare to Tread by Tall Dwarfs. And, now I have to read a PSA. So I figured we could talk about Tufts University Art Gallery. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Eidechman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And before we run out of time here, we have plenty of time on the bed music. That was an issue last time. I guess I can introduce the last song. We really do have more than enough time, which is rare. Maybe I'll throw in a couple minutes of something else I think of, but I was going to play The Camera Loves Me by The Would-Be Goods. Very twee. Very indie. Very C86. I think it's C86, actually. Would-Be Goods. England. Yeah, that's good enough. I don't know. There's not much else to say about the songs that came before. I really liked, Porpoise is really just a great instrumental track. I love the way they keep all that jangly stuff in, but it's, you know, they've kind of evolved past C86, which is fine. I think I can still include it on here. It's an expansion of the genre for sure, but definitely getting into more of the alternative shoegazy kind of stuff. Shoegaze, I'm not mispronouncing shoegaze, I'm just saying it's shoegazy. And the Orchids is they're a band that I've always kind of known about looking at them on these compilations, but I haven't really listened to them much, and that song Tiny Words is really great. I'm sure I'll play more Tallulah Gosch, more Tall Dwarfs, out of the Dunedin scene, New Zealand, South Island, but I think it's time to move on to the Would-Be Goods. So thank you so much for listening, and you'll hear from me again next week on Friday. So enjoy this.
So they send me round to you. Give us a smile and I'll just zoom in. Another little butterfly stuck on the pin. The camera loves me, and you can't take your eyes off me. The camera loves me. And I'm yours for sure. They never took my photograph like this before. My single lens reflex is a little bit slow. I'll put another film in and we'll give it a go. The camera loves me, and you can't take your eyes off me. Gracious, I don't know who's to blame. It really must be my fault for being so vain. now the session's over and it's time to go. Am I just another shot in your portfolio?